man. This is the old good morning man, Kermit Edney, with program number 218. In a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years. The WHKP years since 1946. Remember those commercials with John Cameron Swayze about Timex watches? They just keep on ticking. And so does the four-faced clock on the corner of 4th and Main, which on March 11th next year will be 70 years old and still sounds the Westminster chimes. It was big news and the talk of the town, the new downtown clock on the Citizens National Bank building. It had four faces, and it chimed on the quarter hour. At a quarter past the hour, it would give the four-stroke Westminster peal. At half past the hour, the eight-stroke peal. At 45 minutes past the hour, what was called the 12-stroke reveille. And at each full hour, the 16-stroke Westminster chime, followed by the striking of the hour. When it was installed on the corner of the Citizens National Bank building, Mr. E.W. Eubank was president of the bank and said, quote, "The clock was being installed to indicate the bank's faith in the future growth of Hendersonville into a major city of the South." You remember I earlier told you that it was the E.W. Eubank estate which provided the substantial land for Jackson Park at a fraction of its value. This clock was built by the O.B. McClintock Clock Company, which was later sold in 1945 to the Diebold Corporation, which promptly discontinued manufacture of street clocks. When all the banks failed in 1930, Citizens Bank also went under. For a period of 2 weeks, there were no banks in Henderson County, and merchants devised a chit system to continue some semblance of banking service. On December 4th, the State Trust Company was founded by people who had been active in all three of the busted banks, R.C. Clark, Captain E.A. Smythe, C.E. Brooks, and Emmett Latt. Jim Duff was teller and Myrtle Greenwood, the bookkeeper. Myrtle later became the first woman to be named as an officer of any bank in this county. And by the way, that didn't happen until November of 1959. Bill Hodges became president of the bank in 1932. And in 1936, the bankruptcy courts ordered the sale of all assets of the failed banks to be sold at auction. Bill Hodges was at that sale and bought the Citizens National Bank building, including the famous Eubank Westminster clock, for $16,000. I don't know what Mr. Eubank had paid for the clock, but the building alone cost $125,000 to build. Well, the State Trust Company operated in that building at 432 North Main Street, and the great old clock kept ticking and chiming along. In early 1941, Hodges was able to purchase the old First Bank and Trust building across the street. And in an era before branch banking as we know it, he secured permission from Gurney Hood, Commissioner of Banks, to open a branch in the old bank facility. This became known when it opened in April of 1941 as the West Side Branch of State Trust Company. The main office of the bank remained in the old Citizens Building through a good part of the 50s, before State Trust reversed itself and had their main office on the west side, with the branch now on the east side. After the merger with Northwestern Bank, Wilkesboro ultimately closed the east side office and donated the building, the old Citizens National Bank building, to the county. The Duncan family of North Wilkesboro thought it was a perfidious act when the building suddenly was acquired by a new, competitive hometown bank. But the county commission alleged that they had sold the building to a third party, and it was this third party that had sold it to the officers of Home Bank, which later was to merge to NCNB and then to Nations Bank. The county later reacquired the building and operated the tax offices there until the new county office building was completed and the tax operation moved to the new building on King Street. It's now occupied by the Henderson County Historical and Genealogical Society. Now, back again to the famous Eubank Westminster clock. The clock stopped. It stopped running sometime between 1965 and 68. And it just hung there on that wall, waiting for some bold person to consign it to the scrap heap. But Betty Ingersoll, one of Troy Justice's very attractive daughters, had grown up in Hendersonville hearing the chiming of that clock, and in 1988 launched an effort to save the clock. She enlisted the help of the local chapter of the National Association of Watch and Clock Collectors, and the restoration was assured. Phil Gilbert, John Sabe, Charles Graff, Verge Kennerson, and Vic Johansson all played a strong role in the restoration. Edison Capps and Bill Powers worked the cherry picker to gain access into the bronze cabinet. It had a copper hood at the top and bottom. Jim Crafton rebuilt the interior of the clock, which required replacing much of the rusted framework. Dick Bowen restored the four dials, and the electrical work was done by R.B. Sheely. A new control cabinet became necessary for the clock's operation, and Fred Collier supplied that. Earlier efforts had been made to repair the clock, but simply had damaged the chime hammer system, and now all five chime tubes were gone. The clockmakers decided that with no hope of finding replacement parts, they would develop an electronic chime and strike system which would be amplified electrically to the same levels as produced by the original chime tubes. When the work was completed in April of 1989, Phil Gilbert explained that with the new control cabinet, buttons could be pushed inside the bank which would reset the clock, vital in this era of daylight saving time. When Betty Ingersoll began her campaign to restore the U-Bank clock on the old First Citizens National Bank building, she nor anybody else realized the monumental task at hand with the heroic efforts which brought again the sound of the chimes to be heard by the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.